farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, Agriculture Ministry says over 1 million kilograms of onion to be harvested within the next 3 months under the Onion Development Program. And later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries says at least 1.1 million kilograms of onions are expected to be harvested within the next 3 months under the Onion Development Program. The objective of the program is for Jamaica to achieve self-sufficiency in onion production by 2017.
The overall goal of the Onion Development Program is to set the platform where within 3 years we would have significantly stemmed the importation of onions, realized considerable savings, and having set that platform, within a couple of years after that, become 90 to 100% self-sufficient in onions.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Don McLashan. Mr. McLashan says 600,000 kilograms will be reaped from farms within the AgriParks network for the period March to May. The remaining 500,000 kilograms are expected from farms outside of the network.
That is considerable, ladies and gentlemen, in light of the fact that in 2030, we only produce 680 tons. And based on what we have done so far, for one season of planting, we have gone 500 tons approximately.
The chief technical director says to date, the ministry has established more than 70 hectares of onions over the course of 4 months.
35 of those hectares are in the agroparks. And the agroparks which we are treating with at this time are Yalas, Planting Garden Rivers, Amity Hall, Ebony Park. And for some of those areas outside of the agroparks, we are including Colbeck, Bracco, and a number of adjoining areas.
Mr. McLashan credits much of the success in onion production to the Government of Jamaica Adaptation Fund program being administered by the Planning Institute of Jamaica.
They significantly came in with financial resources in the provision of seeds, fertilizers, pesticides, and land preparation.
In the meantime, Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says the role being played by the Yalas Agropark is significant in the reduction of imports.
If we can move the levels of productivity much higher, it means that we'll be able to earn much more from 1 hectare than we currently do.
Jamaica needs to produce about 1,000 to 1,400 hectares of onion and increase current production from about 12 tons per hectare to at least 20 tons per hectare in order to become self-sufficient. And now for our proverb of the day.
Pretty roses got maka fi jokyo.
And this means, what may look attractive on the outside may be harmful.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.